Lutka Zimovcek is NPZ Law Group's managing attorney. She's here with me. Welcome, Lutka.
Thank you very much, Vijaya. It's a pleasure to be here.
Likewise. And Lutka, I wanted to ask you this very basic question in immigration, but for the benefit of our listeners, what really are the options for a student on F1 visa, somebody who violates the status?
That's a good question. And while it's basic and, you know, it's very unfortunate when it happens, but same as any other non-immigrant, students have to maintain, I know we talked about it many times, they have to maintain their legal status. Mm-hmm. So once they get their F1 visa, they cannot just come to the United States and not go to school. That's a problem because their CVS record would be terminated and then they're out of status. So students will have to maintain, and it's whether or, you know, they need to make sure that their I-20 form is valid and they keep extending it. They need to really pay attention to their CVS record and I-20. They need to make sure that they go to school full time. Mm-hmm. Any of these will violate their status. But let's say that they did. They may be busy at school. They're not paying attention to the technicalities of immigration. And that's usually what I see, that they're just too busy and they do not update the I-20 as requested by the international student officer.
Uh-huh.
So typically they have two options. Option one is to file a reinstatement. So this is for students that want to stay in the United States. They don't want to leave and they want to fix their status while they're in the United States. Mm-hmm. So that would be filing with USCIS. It's a form I-539. They need new I-20 from the school because they need to be actually pursuing studies. They have to go to school or they will just about to start the school. So it's not mm-hmm. like they're just waiting. No, they need to continue full-time study. The school will issue I-20 recommending reinstatement. So that's really important. They have to be on board.
Uh-huh.
And then preferably, you know, they are out of status for less than 5 months. If it's more than 5 months, and it happens, I've seen it that students didn't realize their CVS record was terminated. If it's more than 5 months, they would have to show exceptional circumstances of why they were not able to file it within 5 months. For example, mm-hmm. in hospital, they were seriously sick or any similar issues. Yeah. So typically we see cases that it's within 5 months and, you know, it shouldn't be a problem to get it approved, but it's always risky. There is no guarantee because it's, you know, it's a discretion of the officer. Mm-hmm. As far as the timing for reinstatement, it used to take a really long time during the COVID. It was over a year. Now we see for reinstatements, it's maybe less than 6 months. I had some cases in 3-4 months, uh-huh. Which is really positive.
Yeah.
Second option for people, if they don't feel comfortable with filing and reinstatement, is to travel and reenter. So that's usually for students that have F1 visa in their passport.
Yeah.
So it may be easier option. This way they don't have to wait for a long time and they can solve it within a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if they have the valid visa, they get new I-20 from the school, they would be able to leave even to Canada and reenter. That would put them back into the status. There, of course, there are some considerations. For example, if somebody is planning to apply for OPT because they are close to graduating, that may not be the best option. Why? Because if they're coming back after reentry, mm-hmm. they're going to come back with the I-20 in initial status as a new student, which means they would have to wait for 1 year before applying for OPT. So there are pros and cons to both options. And, you know, it just depends on a student. You know, for some people, it's better to do reinstatement. For some people, it's better to travel out. I always have students asking me what's more risky, what's safer. Both options have their risks, whether they travel out or whether, you know, the reinstatement is filed because it could always be denied. Mm-hmm. So it's really important just to really go over pros and cons for that particular student and then decide what is the best option. Obviously, the best is not to violate.
Right.
That,
mm-hmm.
that would be,
ideal.
Yes. But if it happens, you know, it's important for students to know that there are options available.
Yes, there are options, and NPZ Law Group is there, ready, willing and able to help you walk through all of that. And thank you so much, Lutka. Appreciate your shining the light on the F1 visa for the students, and the NPZ Law Group providing counsel to companies and individuals worldwide on complex US and Canadian immigration matters. You can call them at 201-670-0006 or just log on to visaserve.com.